Well, why don't you try and explain? Look, you've got two lines. This one goes along the horizon, and it's the line that represents risk. We won't make it complex. We just say, look, if it's here, it's no risk. Then it's low risk. Then it's medium risk, and then it's high risk. No more than that. Okay, said Kleiner literally. Yeah, I've got my head around that. Okay, all right. I'm just trying to make it easy for you. Look, and this line, the vertical line, yeah, says Kleiner. I guess you're going to tell me that's the one that goes up. Yeah, well, it is. Well done, clever clogs. This is the one where we put percentages. So let's take the first investment, which is the government bond. What's the risk? Low risk. No, pay attention. It's not low risk. It's zero risk. We've said it's risk-free. And how much would you get for that? Oh, I don't know. Well, come on. I haven't got all day, you know. Give me a number between 4 and 6. Kleiner looked at him with absolute hatred. 5. Well done. Well done. Spurrier laughed. Still using that line, eh? Yeah, I know. Should have come up with something new in the last, you know, 8, however many millions of years I've been teaching. I guess we could argue the cost, because we're looking out the window. I think we probably do have all day on this. Okay, well, let's carry on, says Sir Kleiner. More interesting if it's let on. Okay, so look, the first one crosses here. UK government bond, free of risk, but you're only going to get 5%. Now, how much more if you invested in, say, the food company or the supermarket? How much more return would you look for? Something to compensate you for moving from absolute safety to taking on all those risks we've spoken about with the food company. Well, I don't know, maybe 6% more. Okay, so look, on average, you'd be looking for 11% a year return from this company. Yeah, it doesn't matter whether it comes in capital gain or dividend or whatever, 11%, that's fine. So we plot that here. I made a line on the on the serviette. Now, the last one is the Russian company, the oil company. You know that's super risky. You know there's lots of stuff could go wrong. But I bet you, if that offered enough return, you'd accept the risk. Well, go on, try me, said Kleiner a bit cockily. Boy, he said, put his hands up. I'd never, for me, enough to take that risk. Well, what about you, Kleiner? You could do it. And he said, all right, 25%. Right, we plot that here. And this is what you see. Risk and return are correlated. If you look up here, if you want to make a load of money, you've got to accept you could lose everything. Bors looked visibly frightened. I would never invest there. I just can't afford to lose my capital. I would have nothing. I would not be able to continue. I would have to. My life would be over. I would have to get a paper round or something. Who would employ me? Okay, I said. Okay, Bors, don't worry. We're not gonna. It's just an example. But look here, Klein. Bors will probably be happier down here. Too right, he said. There, I would get a little bit of income, a little bit of return maybe, but my money would be completely safe. You know, my objective is actually is to preserve my capital. Fair enough. So risk and return are normally correlated. You can choose safety or risk. High return or high safety. But let's look, what happens if you get one of these and it's away from the world? Go on, explain. I took this one, A. I drew an A above the line. I'm not very imaginative, I confess. I call it Company A. Spurrier said, why don't you call it Company Arsenal? I said, no, I think I'll stick with A. That's all right with you. Spurrier said, yeah, fine, fair enough. I almost forgot, Andreas. What? You're West Ham, aren't you? Yeah, I wouldn't say through and through anymore, but you know, you can't change your team, can you? Well, look at this. I was quite eager at that stage to get back to the example. What would you do with this share? Spurrier jumped in. I'd buy it. Why? Explain to Kleiner. Well, look, given this level of risk, which is, given this level of return, which is high, it's better than the market. So if I bought this, I could buy this earlier and create money. That's all gone wrong.